from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Both government and protesters alike greet the World Bank with a mixed reception in Georgetown. Montserrat becomes the 12th country to sign the CET, and a Jamaican businessman backs Britain's oldest classic horse race to the tune of £500,000. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Day one of a meeting of the Caribbean Group for Cooperation and Economic Development opened to a mixed reaction today in Georgetown. Former American President Jimmy Carter says he hopes the conference will be part of a process of changing World Bank economic and social policy. At the opening today, there was both optimism and pessimism about such a target. Executive Director of the Caribbean Association of Industry and Commerce, Pat Thompson.